Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and I do the majority of the teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And it was great to jump back into our Me and You series over this past weekend where we're kind of considering these ideas about relationships. You know, relationship really is the most important word in the Bible that's actually not in the Bible. The word relationship, you won't find it anywhere, but it's actually everywhere. And we've kind of just been focused on our vertical relationship with God and how that affects our horizontal relationships with one another. If we can get that vertical relationship right, that's going to really become the fuel and the standard for the other relationships, those one another's in our lives. And this past weekend, we really focused on how do we think about the next generation, parents, teachers, coaches, mentors, grandparents, aunts, uncles, like how do we think about speaking into the next generation? And we looked at the passage there in Ephesians chapter 6, where the specific application is parenting. And we really talked more about influence, because whether you're a single adult, whether you're a grandparent, aunt, uncle, coach, teacher, like you've got the opportunity to affect the next generation, as do parents. And I think the things that we see there is that, you know, the scriptures call us, if you're a little kid, to obey. And that's really a reflection of the unit, the family unit. And that, you know, as a child, you're for the first authority you know as a parent. And so in that sense, they're a representation of God's authority in your life. And so it actually allows us, even if your parents didn't do a great job, they at least represent God's authority in your life, and you can take that away. And that's actually a quote from the Old Testament, from the fourth of the Ten Commandments, where it says, honor your father and mother. And that includes big kids. Now, so little kids obey, big kids are called to honor. And really, we're called to do that because of the office they represent, because of the importance of family. So it doesn't say, love your parents. Doesn't say respect your parents, because they may not be lovable or respectable, but you can honor the office they represent in a godly way and therefore honor the institution of family. I mean, really, you think about family's importance in our lives and in our world. I mean, you know, a school is only as good as the families, and the community is only as good as the schools are in terms of raising up new children, and the state is only as good as the schools. I mean, you know, we think about that. I mean, family is really the basic building block of what God has given to us. So instead of, you know, blaming our imperfect parents, and we all have, I mean, all of our parents, none of our parents are perfect, but so instead of blaming, we can name it, right? If you know, you can say, hey, you know, when my parents did X, it really made me feel Y. Like, you can name it. And therefore begin to work on it. But if you blame, if you say, hey, the reason I'm controlling is because my mom was controlling, or the reason I struggle with anger is because my dad struggled with anger, so that's why I lash out or whatever. Really, in a sense, your parents are still controlling you even as an adult, and it kind of becomes hopeless. So you can both say, hey, I'm affected by my parents, but my choices are my choices, and thus they're my responsibility. So I think for adults, right, we can be transparent, authentic, and, you know, transparency, authenticity, vulnerability, greater than perfection, right? We're going to make mistakes, and our kids are going to make mistakes. We should expect that. For parents, teachers, coaches, like, they're going to mess up. Like, we have to step into those moments and roles with them and help them to learn and grow and develop. For us as parents, I mean, that's it's deeply sanctifying working with young people. But that's good for us, good for our hearts, good for our souls. So I'm going to pray us into that today, and then you can pray that as well. And God, as we think about the opportunities you've given us to serve the next generation, God, we want to be faithful to that end. We want to leave Christianity better than we found it. And certainly somebody found us. And so, God, we want to be those people. So I pray that you'll help us to be aware of the next generation today. Be aware of how we can be involved, whether that's LifePoint kids or students or however we can be involved, Lord, even around us. Just God, I pray you give us your wisdom and your sight. Your Holy Spirit will walk with us because you're our perfect Heavenly Father. Now you take the opportunity to pray.